I'm Jen Page.
And I'm John Curtis.
And we're two nerds
in a garage.
Again, finally.
Reunited.
I don't know what this dance is, but.
So good.
I know, it feels like forever.
Yeah.
Why does it feel
It was only
like
last
forever?
Week. Hi, nerds.
Were we gone and we missed a couple weeks and we came back for a week?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it feels like forever since we've sat here.
Yes.
Very foreign. I want to say a good morning to
Mr. Jason Smurth, first in.
Do you want to say anything else? Would you like to interrupt anymore?
I mean, you know.
Good morning, nerds. I want to say hello to our nerds around the world.
Yes, we are a global podcast.
Yes. For our podcast side, we have people listening in Canada and the Netherlands and United Kingdom and Morocco, and Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. It's very exciting. If you are from somewhere else, whether you watch or listen, you've got to let us know. You've got to chime in, pipe in the comments,
yes.
Send us emails, send us your nerd questions. But good morning, nerds. A big, huge congratulations to the world.
Yes.
We officially have a new president of the United yes. States. This is a big morning. We don't normally talk news, but I think it's hard to not
I know, it's
congratulate.
Everywhere. It's plastered everywhere.
But I'm just saying, like, it's hard not to congratulate a new president yes. of the United States.
I know.
So congratulations, Joe. And First Lady.
That's right.
Not First Lady. First Woman Vice President.
Madam Vice President. Got a ring.
Kamala Harris. Awesome, awesome.
Okay.
Good morning, Jenna. Welcome, nerd.
Good morning.
So because I wasn't really here to do the controls last week, as we all learned.
But they were great. The controls last week were really good.
Were they? Were they? I wanted
glitches.
To share some of our nerds who around the country, well, mostly Los Angeles, I guess. No, around the country. We had nerds send us in their Halloween photos.
Oh, yes. We asked for them, and
yes.
Thank you.
So here is listener Tanya dressed up as Louise from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, my God, yes.
I love that she wore that to work.
That it's is amazing.
The delightful Summer.
Summer looking
as
great.
Hermione.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. As who?
Hermione. How do you say
Hermione.
It?
Hermione.
How do you say it?
Hermione. The way it is supposed to be
I always said,
Hermione. No, Hermione, the way she says it in the movies.
Look it up. I need to hear it British style because
Hermione Granger.
It's just weird.
It's not weird.
It's a terrible name.
Anyway.
I was gonna go off on a tangent about how much he corrects me and what makes me want to punch him. But instead, I will show you sexy minions. There's Christina, nerd listener.
That's amazing.
Dressed up with her friends as sexy minions.
I love it.
And then we have the one and only Harlene. My daughter was, it's not even a costume. She's just is a Slytherin
it's
whenever
great,
she goes out. To her. But I just love this photo in front of the wand shop.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Very cool. She also did a Weasley. She wore George Weasley's Quidditch jersey.
Did she feel dirty because a Gryffindor gear?
It's weird. She really just likes the Weasleys.
Huh.
But she wore her Slytherin headband to make sure everybody knew she was a Slytherin.
Okay.
But I just think this photo is adorable.
It is. It really is.
I also ran into, on the same day, I ran into some fellows.
So jealous.
Ray and Chewie were.
So jealous.
There at the.
Ray and Chewie.
At Batu.
I know.
We made our. Oh, and this. John has never seen this, like, basically life-size AT-AT or AT-AT. The argument has never really been fully.
My next mission in life, for vacation-wise, is to go to Orlando, Disney
Look
World.
Look at that
And
photo.
See this life-size AT-AT. I am just.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
Need
it's
to see it.
So, yay. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Brandy. Thank you for joining us, fellow nerd.
Yeah, Jason Smith. Don't let John do his own devices.
Yeah, we
I have a quick pick for you.
Okay.
You want to throw this up? Higgy, one of our listeners, my friend of mine, was watching the news, and he just noticed that someone reporting, Zoom reporting, in the background of her office
oh, yeah.
has a huge Star Destroyer.
Yeah, I really wish you would have taken the time to circle this, but because it's kind of, you know, it doesn't
kind
of stand out.
It's her and a Star Destroyer.
You know what you should have done is you should have animated it so that it flew off the screen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I
can
do
that.
You know how to do all this tech stuff.
Anyway, thanks, Iggy. That was a good catch.
That's pretty cool. Good morning, Summer. Welcome. We just showed everybody your nerd picture.
You look great as Hermione.
And John looks great as a total dick.
I guess it's still Halloween.
We have, they're not on, I don't see our nerds on yet, but we want to say congratulations to our nerd Justine and our nerd Brian
McKee,
because they both finally found out what houses they're in.
Yes.
Justine, no surprise, is a Ravenclaw.
Uh-huh.
Loyal, smart, and supportive. And good morning, Maria. And Brian is a fellow Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
So welcome to your houses.
5 points to Brian.
We sent you presents to welcome you to Hogwarts and to thank you for listening to the show. Now that we've had a week pass, can we please now spoil episode one of Mandalorian?
Yes, we are. So this is the warnings are coming out. Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. We're going to be talking about season 2, episode 1 of The Mandalorian. And it is a big spoiler. So,
but if you haven't watched it, then you're not really a fan. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, come on. Well, anyway, there's the warning. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boba Fett. We saw his armor and we're like, oh, it's Boba Fett's armor. I'm so excited. Wow, wow, wow. But then at the end, the actual actor comes out and reveals himself as Boba Fett.
And then we don't see anything of him in episode 2.
That's right. What did you think of episode 2?
Spoilers. We can't talk about episode 2 yet, because I want to get into episode 1. Okay. So besides the Boba Fett thing, I thought something was really interesting, and you probably already knew this, because you know all things Star Wars, but the whole thing about the Obi-Wan and the Krayt Dragon Call thing, can you...
The Obi-Wan?
Okay. I thought you would know about the Dragon Howl, so I didn't want to have to look up the article, but here we go. I'm going to...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yes. And,
okay.
So talk to me about it.
In the first, the very OG, A New Hope, Luke Skywalker's chasing R2-D2, who's searching for Obi-Wan. So when Luke gets ambushed by the Sand People, the Tusken Raider, Obi-Wan comes along waving his arms, and you hear this sound. And for decades, I guess we don't know what that meant. He was just making a sound. But after watching episode 1 of The Mandalorian, we know now that Obi-Wan was mimicking... through the Force, the sound of a Krayt Dragon to scare the Tusken Raiders away.
So question for you, did we see the Krayt Dragons and get the sound based on that lore?
Or did we already have
that lore?
No, I think George Lucas and Ben Burtt, who was the sound director, they came up with the sound to scare Tusken Raiders. And Jon Favreau,
who is great at taking all the mythology and layering it in.
Yes. Oh, man. Jon Favreau, God bless you for all the Easter eggs you put out there in that show. It's hard for her to watch the show with me because every 5 seconds I'm like, oh, yeah, that's from Return of the Jedi. Oh,
no,
yeah,
that's not what it is. He goes, gonna rewind it. Can you pause it? Rewind it. No, we're watching it forward. You can go watch it later.
Yeah, which
good
I
morning,
will.
Kate. Thank you for joining us. I also thought it was very cool that for people who aren't Star Wars fans, I'm going to put up a photo just so they know. So that's the Krayt Dragon behind the Tusken Raider.
Uh-huh.
And what I thought was cool about the Tusken Raider in episode 1 was that they actually hired ASL, like deaf actors, right? Or at least one to play the Tusken Raider.
So they'd be more emotive with their hands?
I love that because it's more inclusive. Like,
it's pretty diverse. It's really cool.
Finally, like Hollywood thinking outside the box. Like, how can we include more people that aren't white dudes who, you know, look good and hear well and all that other stuff.
I have a question for our nerds. I'm not sure. I haven't scoured the internet for answers, but is the speeder bike that Mando is riding, is that Anakin's original speeder bike that he actually uses in Attack of the Clones? I'm not sure. It'd be good to know.
Kate on the Tusken Raider says that the ASL helped develop the language they used, actually.
Oh!
So it's even cooler than I thought.
Very nice.
And Jason says the Easter egg of the pod engine from Phantom.
Yes, that was awesome.
What was that again?
Well, are you talking about the one they used to cook the steak, which was hilarious? Or was there something in in episode 1 of season 2, Jason?
And Jenna wants to give it a little Jon Favreau shout out, which Jon Favreau is amazing, and she agrees. I do love what he's doing. Episode 2. This isn't really a spoiler. I don't have spoilers, but I'm obsessed with, I'm calling him Baby Yoda. You can call him child if you want.
He's the child.
I'm obsessed with Baby Yoda. And
you were mad at him.
I was so mad. I can't get enough of him. But yesterday I was so frustrated because he kept reminding me of our bad cat Luna.
Stop eating the babies.
And you would be like, no. And then
no.
He would try to do it another way. Just like Luna. And I want to strangle her every day for something.
But then even after he eats it, you're like, oh.
He's so cute. I actually have a little photo of him for those who aren't watching the show. How cute is he? I love him so much. Even though he was eating the last of her species.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Have seconds. It's just my race.
My entire species lives are in there. Jeez. No big deal. But I can't get enough of him.
Yeah.
You said you had a...
Yeah. So I'm at work and we were talking about Mandalorian, everyone. And this guy I work with, Diego, really great guy. He says, you know what? And he's late 20s. He's late to the Star Wars game. He's like, you know, during the pandemic, I sat down and I watched all the movies. I really like Star Wars. He's also watching Mandalorian. And he goes to me, he's like, you know what? I kind of like the Mandalorian better than all the Star Wars movies. And I thought that was just an interesting phenomenon of someone who's late to the game.
I don't think he's the only one who feels
that
way.
No, I don't think so either.
I do agree that I enjoy Mando probably, I wouldn't say more than the movies, because I don't know that I would go back and watch a Mandalorian episode again.
Right.
But I do really enjoy it more than Last Jedi.
Yeah.
By far.
It's funny. We're at work. We're doing our things and we'll get frustrated with someone and the other person will just go, this is the way.
I mean,
this is the way.
They've really created something interesting and phenomenal with a guy that you don't see his face.
Yes.
I do think, and I kept thinking this during episode 2, though, I'm like, if it wasn't for the child, I don't know that we would love the show as much as we love it. You probably would because you're super nerdy. But not
the child has roped in a whole new audience, and I really appreciate that.
He keeps me going.
Yeah.
Kate says about the child eating the eggs. Oh my God, I kept laughing and yelling at him at the same time.
Stop! What are you doing? Bad. Bad.
It's so cute. So cute. I have a really quick question for you that I know we've talked about on the show before, but can you remind me? Your lightsaber choice. Do you go with green?
Yes.
Okay. I thought that was what it was, but I was trying to remember.
Yes.
Because as I was trying to decide what my lightsaber would be, you know, you always thought blue, but I always liked purple because I just love purple as a power color, but I don't like that.
Mace Windu had it?
Yeah. I don't like that he had it for some reason. I don't know. It just seems like now it's not special.
Okay. Even though there's no other purple lightsabers in the Star Wars universe.
Like, oh, are you trying to be like Mace Windu? No, I'm me.
Look, if you gravitate, tweet, tweet. Toward purple, then your lightsaber is purple. No big deal.
So I should get purple kyber crystals, which
yes,
you're
exactly.
Well, I mean, I have one here.
Oh, that's cool. There's your lightsaber crystal right there.
Right there. Jenna says she loved baby, the child, so much that she carved him in a pumpkin.
Wait a minute. Please tell me a photo.
Did you
share something like that? And I thought you were just sharing on someone's cool pumpkin photo, but if you carved that, holy mother
photo,
of
photo. I hate that they can't put photos in the comments because I want to be able to share those. Okay, Ben, show of the week, babe.
Please lay it on us.
Okay, so I've been traveling for like 2 weeks and there's not really much new on binge wise. Because I'm in a hotel and there's nothing to watch.
Oh my God.
So I'm out looking at houses. So I stop on the HGTV channel for the first time in my life. Literally, I've never watched this channel in my life, but there's nothing on in the hotel. So I start watching this show called Listed or Love It or List It, where basically the people have decided what, like the husband will want to keep the house. So they're going to renovate to try to get the wife to like it. And the wife wants a new house. They're going to try to find a house the husband will like. And then at the end, they decide, are we going to love this house? Or are we going to list it and move into the house we found? And here's the problem with binging this show.
Thank God you binged this on vacation.
We have not been able to find a house in our price range that makes us happy, especially since we don't really want to move out of LA, which we decided. So I started revamping our house. I just spit everywhere. To John's dismay, you spent like 4 hours putting a dresser together yesterday.
4, 5, 6.
Moving things in and out. Anyway. Like Harley's room, my daughter's room. I have before pictures and I'll put up after pictures later, but I've literally pulled everything out, destroyed it, and we're putting it back together in a whole new way.
And this is because you watch that show.
I think it is because I'm just like, oh,
damn,
we could
show.
we could get rid of this whole area of trash cans, move that somewhere else and put in this nice little tall table. Like it's.
Even though the previous location of the trash cans.
It was fine. But watch how much you like it. You like our room better now,
don't
you?
That's true.
You're Truth. Welcome.
Thank you.
Anyway, so if you do like home.
Love it or list
it. What is it? Home Garden?
HGTV. I don't know what it stands for.
Home and Garden TV or something. Anyway, if you like that channel, I would check out. If you like those kind of shows, I would check that show out. It's highly addictive. And I literally binged it. Like there was one day where it was like showing back to back. And I did not change it.
Oh my God.
I just left it going. But it was helping me go into houses and know what I was looking at.
Right.
You know, like what I was looking for.
No, it did.
And I was sending him lessons I was learning.
She was texting me the whole time and saying, I've learned so many things about searching for houses.
Good morning, Aunt Debbie. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, Chris Edgar.
And Chris Edgar, did you say you're staying in LA?
We don't know.
It looks that way because we are not finding anything else. Good morning, Justine.
Good morning.
You weren't here, but we congratulated you on
finding your house.
And welcome you to Ravenclaw House.
She will also back up the fact that the name is pronounced Hermione.
I don't really care that much, babe, to be honest. Right. I'm just going to still say it the way I want to say it. You know that's how it goes. So.
Jen is wrong again. Uh-huh. Put the banner up.
I have a really fun texting game this week.
Do it.
So it's not that we usually take out our phones and do our little predictive text.
We're not doing that?
We are not. We are actually going to do something super fun and different, but I put a little card up to help the audience look at it. So the tagline from the number one movie on your birthday determines your fate.
The tagline from the number one movie on my birthday.
I put a link there that you can literally look up. If you guys want to put your birthdays in and we look them up for you, we can. Otherwise, take a moment to go to playback.fm/birthday-movie. That's playback.fm/birthday-movie for those of you listening. Then put in your birthday and it will tell you the exact movie that was number one on your exact day.
Okay.
So I looked ours up.
Okay. Great. 75. Oy.
So I'm September 22nd, 1976. On that day, The Front, a movie I never heard of, a Woody Allen starring a movie called The Front.
Is that yours?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
I was never heard of. But here's the tagline. America's most unlikely hero.
Oh, wow. Movie you never heard of, but you get the coolest tagline. Oh, this does not bode well for me.
It doesn't. So your movie on June 24th, 1975 was Jaws.
Oh, cool.
Your tagline is, you'll never go in the water again.
Well, now I won't. Freaks me out.
I don't understand why.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. You told me something to freak me out. Now I'm freaked out. Now I will never go in the water because that's how I'm going to die.
Great. He's going to be stinky forever. I would love to hear your guys' if you can get them or put your birthdays in and we will sell you. I did look up Harley's, my daughter's, because I thought it would be interesting and it was really cool. So her birthday is May 1st, 2003. The number one movie was X2.
Oh my God.
The tagline, it's time for those who are different to take a stand.
Wow.
Is that not powerful?
Did you tell her that?
No, I haven't told her that.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Isn't that so powerful?
That's cool.
I love it so much.
I want someone to get something really goofy though.
I wish I knew more people's birthdays so I could put them on the spot. If you guys put your birthdays in, we'll look them up for you or I'll put the photo back up. So you, oh wait.
Oh, here, look up.
It told me there's a way though. Wait. They told me that you can click links now if I put them in the comments. So let's try. So Jason, to find the tagline, you actually just want you look up the movie. Tell us the movie and we will find it. That does not look like it's clickable. So I don't know what they mean by. If you tell us your movie though, I can find your tagline really quick because just go on IMDb Pro.
Maria's got one.
Okay. Maria is, she's 823-77, the Kentucky Fried Movie. I've never even heard of it.
What's the tagline?
The Kentucky Fried Movie tagline is bum ba da bum. This movie is totally out of control. What?
Stupid.
That's stupid and hilarious. You wanted something totally stupid.
Wait, Jason got Star Wars.
No. What's your birthday?
Well,
on the exact day?
He's going to tell us right now.
On the exact
lucky
day?
Well, that you said the number one movie during.
No, on your birthday.
The number one movie.
On your birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't mean it opens on.
No, no, no. I didn't say that. Right. I didn't say that. I'm just really, I'm just having a moment of like, holy crap.
Star Wars was the number one movie for a long time. So a lot of people are going to fall into that category.
So what was the first Star Wars' tagline? Star Wars, was it? We'll just put New Hope probably, right? New Hope movie tagline. Somewhere in space, this could all be happening right now. That cannot be the tagline. That's terrible.
No, it's awesome. Jason, somewhere right now, as you're eating breakfast, could be happening in outer space at the same time.
Is the nerd show somewhere happening in outer space?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of parallel universes.
Where's the alien Jen and John?
Yes.
Speak to us. Let's do a let's do like a crossover show.
Ooh. The alien Jen and John, they sit in
opposite
chairs.
What if they're way more charming and
I mean, that's a gimme.
I want to hear more. Dustin was Jaws 3D, and the tagline is "The third dimension is terror."
Hey, we both have Jaws movies.
Yes, and hers is really. I have to unpack that for her fate. The third dimension is terror.
I'd rather have that than don't go in the water.
I'm just trying to unpack it. What does that mean?
I mean,
the third dimension isn't everything. Terror. The third dimension. Aren't we in 3D?
Yes,
now?
We are. Hold on, let me check.
Don't touch my face. Your hands are sweaty. this is great. I just thought that was really fun.
That's a great game. I love
it. If anybody brings any more, we will.
I have a quick 50-50 question.
Okay.
This came up at work. Okay. It's a very serious question. The fate of the world depends on this, okay?
Okay.
Jelly beans or gummy bears?
Can I say neither?
No.
Because they're both gross.
You have to pick one.
Then. Are the gummy bears like chewy? Or are they like the more solid ones?
Not the more solid ones. Okay. They're room
beans.
Temperature, normal gummy bears.
Jelly beans.
Okay.
Because gummy bears are too hard to chew.
I swear to God, we were asking people at work and it split 50-50.
It's a stupid question. It doesn't matter. The fate of the world doesn't care. Our alien cells are disappointed in us for even bringing it up.
Our alternate universe aliens selves, where I sit in your chair and you sit in mine.
Okay. Well, since we're going to meet our alternate universe alien universe selves at some point. Let's talk about the best alien encounter movies.
Yes. Do we parameters?
The parameters. Well, the parameters kind of became picking any superhero movies.
Yes.
So no Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. No aliens.
No
like
Avengers.
That.
No, not even a movie like Fifth Element. There was aliens in it, but it wasn't about, it was more about, you're on Earth.
Yes.
And an alien comes here. And it could be now, like right now time. It could be, it's futuristic because it's aliens, all that, but it could be right now.
Yes.
So that's kind of weird parameters, but that's how we had to narrow it down, which still didn't narrow it down that much.
And I kind of have a slight exception to the rule, even though it still falls under that rule, I think ultimately. But I wanted to do it as an homage. To start it off, we had to talk about Alien and aliens. And that whole.
So your number five is which one do you like
either
the best?
Aliens or Prometheus. And I know we all crapped on Prometheus.
No, then it's aliens.
Okay, it's aliens.
It's between those two.
Game over, man.
Nobody
likes
Prometheus.
Okay. So.
So aliens is your number five.
Yes. Aliens, my number five. Yes.
I'm gonna allow you that one, even though they're not on Earth.
Yes.
John has a really hard time following.
No, I had. How do you talk about aliens and not talk about the movie with Alien in the title?
Anyway. Maria says watched Aliens with John and Mom on the pull-out couch when I was a kid, and I was terrified for years.
Yeah. Kill me.
Jason wants to know, how do you have an exception to a first contact alien movie? Meaning we have an exception of going to Earth? Because we're talking about alien encounters coming to Earth.
Yeah.
So that's kind
so
of
my the alien movies are kind of expeditionary.
But I
on
see
a
why
planet.
You would put it. It's great.
Yes. Okay.
My number five is probably on your list. It's a quintessential alien movie, especially for 80s kids. And that, of course, is E.T.
I took it off because I knew you'd say that. Although I totally agree. That's an amazing.
I don't love, like, when I was a kid, I loved the movie. And the movie shaped, it's the first time I remember like tearing up at a movie. You know, I was like five or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I can't really watch it now. It's kind of long and drawn out and a little boring for me now.
Yeah.
But we still have vivid memories.
And it'll still evoke tears.
Well, it won't for me, but.
Robot.
I know you think that. But the thing about it is it still has those moments. Like you remember the moon silhouettes or the fly-in. You remember Elliot and E.T. getting sick together. Like, there's things that are burned in your, you know, E.T. Right. phone home, be good with the finger. Like, that makes to me, that's if you remember that much from a right. movie.
I went to Universal Studios in Florida with you, and we went on the E.T. ride, and it's a crappy ride. But it made me happy.
Oh, yeah. It's nostalgia. Super nostalgia. Jenna says she loves E.T. and she carved him too. Oh. Pictures. We need yes. pictures of
she
all of these.
She got one of the Baby Yoda.
What's your number four?
Child. Or, yeah, number four is Starship Troopers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait, hey, did they come to Earth?
They did. It.
I don't even remember Starship Troopers. So
come on. The bugs. They came to Earth in asteroids. But we killed them.
You really like that movie?
I really like that movie. Who doesn't like that movie? Oh, come on. We got to watch that again.
Not happening.
Oh.
My number four is Men in Black. Yeah. You can't not have an alien come to Earth without Men in Black. I won't count two or three or four or six or whatever, how many there were. But the first one is pretty great.
I can't say enough good things about it, which is why it's my number one.
Really?
Yes.
Men in Black.
Yes.
Wow.
It's so well executed with humor and action and a unique, like,
it's definitely unique.
Unique story about, it was a graphic novel before it was a movie. And I love everything about it. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. So.
Well, then what does Jason talk? Okay. So Jenna says Starship Troopers is horrible.
No.
And what
I just did a no like Caesar from Planet of the Apes. No.
Jason says they didn't come to Earth. They just shot an asteroid at Buenos Aires. Dang it, John.
What are you talking about?
Starship Troopers didn't come to Earth?
They were on Earth. Living their life, and the aliens came to Earth via the asteroid to attack Earth.
I don't know. Jason seems very disappointed. How do you, like you're wrong again.
How do you misconstrue that? It's so obvious. What?
My number... Did we talk about your number four?
I'll get to my number four. It is...
No, you did.
Yes, yeah, I did.
Okay, my number four... My number three...
Yes.
...is a movie you've probably never seen, but all of you should see it, Attack the Block.
What the hell is that?
I knew you were going to say that. So I pulled the trailer so you get a little piece of the trailer. The trailer was like 4 minutes long. I pulled like a minute and a half.
Four minutes.
We'll get back to Jason's argument in a second. So Attack the Block. I want to show the trailer because there's also another reason I'm showing it. And I want to see if you recognize a young budding star.
Okay, let's see it.
All right. So this is like the first minute and a half of the trailer.
That's an alien, bruv. Believe it. And I landed in the wrong place, though. You get the wrong place.
Welcome to London, motherfucker.
Well done, lads. He discovered a species hitherto unknown to science.
Believe.
Maybe there was a party at the zoo and a monkey fucked a fish.
Yo, check it.
More what?
Them tings.
Lovely fireworks.
Mom, it's an alien invasion.
Of course it is.
I'm killing them straight. Let's get tooled up, blood.
Quite sweet, really, aren't they?
Oh, that's different. That ain't even the same thing. That looks triple the size blood.
Everyone run!
We need to get off the streets. Back in the block.
What kind of alien would invade some shitty council estate in South London?
One that's looking for a fight.
What is that?
I'm shitting myself in it, but at the same time, this is sick.
All right, I'll stop. I can watch it all day. It's so cute.
It's young John Boyega. We got to watch that. You obviously have.
I have. I watched it when it came out.
Okay, I really want to see it.
I'm pretty sure I got really rave reviews. It was at South by Southwest.
Never even heard of it.
It's absolutely worth everybody watching if you're looking for an alien movie.
Huh.
Yes, it does have that Brooklyn Bronx versus Vampires versus Bronx vibe where it's like our little crew is going to fight this thing. But where this succeeds more, I think, is one, the humor is really just, it's great British, dry British humor.
Right.
Like, I was trying to get to the part, but it was going too long to get there. Like, in the thing where she says something about, like, we have to call the police. And then he makes some joke about, it was also called the Ghostbusters. You know, like, there's just, it's just really great.
Nice.
And everybody's, you know, all the teens are talented, so on.
Have
so
the
forth.
Nerds seen that movie?
Jason has. He says, Attack the Block is awesome.
Oh, nice. All right. My number, number three. Predator.
Never seen it. I have really no desire to see it, to be honest.
So you have never seen Predator?
So Predator comes to Earth, and what
does
he do?
He uses Earth as a hunting ground. So you know how hunters will go out and just hunt for ducks as sport?
Lost me.
No, he hunts humans for sport.
Lost me again.
Why?
Terrible.
You know the saying, Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, get through the chopper. That's from that movie.
Notice I have an E.T., Men in Black, Attack the Block. In what one of those is it a serious movie? They're all fun.
Predator is fun.
Is it?
It is very fun. Yes.
Throw up.
Uh-huh.
Is Kate is a what in me? What? It's so good.
Thank you. God. Come on, nerd. You got to have Predator under your belt.
We're going to fight over this one. I already can tell.
Oh, God.
But my number two alien encounter movie, I can't even say it because he's like, I can already hear what he's going to do. Transformers.
Get the.
Okay, that's a little more tame reaction than I thought he was going to give me. So, okay. Come on, it's aliens. They come to Earth, and then we have good aliens that help us fight the bad aliens.
What's the second alien life form, right?
They're aliens, yes.
Yeah.
From another planet. They are literally from another planet.
Can we get a judge's ruling on that?
We don't have Dave Hoffman, our resident fact checker, but I think that this is Kate's reaction to it. Kate says something like GROF, Kate, Tin, UFO.
That's exactly what I wanted to say to you. Transformers.
More than meets the eye.
Look, I appreciate that song, okay? Autobot, pa, 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 ma, pa,
ma, pa, ma, pa, ma. It's aliens coming to Earth, and we have to fight the bad ones.
Oh, God.
All right, what's your number two?
Edge of Tomorrow.
I loved Edge of Tomorrow, but I cannot tell you why. I don't remember what the movie was about.
Tom Cruise. I remember Tom living Cruise, the same day over and over.
I think Emily Blunt.
Yes.
And I remembered it over and over. I don't remember what they were fighting. I don't remember where they were.
They were fighting the aliens invading Earth.
I don't remember any of it, but I remember liking it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can make a list if I don't remember what it is.
All right. That's a fair argument that I've used in the past.
Did he just say he was going to poop or was it just me?
Maybe I did.
Should I rewind it?
Oh, poop. It took us half the show to get to poop this time. Impressive. We're growing.
Okay, then.
What's your number one?
My number one is Galaxy Quest. I made John watch it recently.
Is that Alien... Earth
it's,
Encounter?
It, yes.
Oh,
so
it
it's
is.
Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver, Tony Shalhoub, and a very amazing breakout performance from Sam Rockwell. They're all humans. And if you haven't watched it, my nerd mind will be blown because they're all humans who are like in a Star Trek type show that they keep, that's been off the air forever, but they go to conventions and they're still loved by fans. And then an alien race makes their entire spaceship based on their TV show spaceship, and they come to get the team to help them save their planet, not knowing that the team aren't really
I'd never seen
travelers.
It until I met you, and then you made me watch it, and I loved it.
Lovely.
It was great.
It is funny and amazing, and Justine says, I love Galaxy Quest, and Jason says, Galaxy Quest is really good.
Tis. And you know my number one.
Your number one was already. Yes. And Jason also on your Tom Cruise one was he was telling me that
Tom Cruise
fighting aliens
on Groundhog Day.
Jason also wanted to make sure he where'd it go? Here it is. The aliens never came to Earth in Starship Troopers.
What are you talking about? They crashed into Buenos Aires. They destroyed the entire city of Buenos Aires. I don't know. How is that not coming to Earth?
I don't know, but did you break the rules again?
No. Help me understand it.
There was What are you doing, Shakespeare?
There were aliens doth landing on the earth.
Summer says she loves Galaxy Quest. That's right, nerds.
A lot of love for Galaxy Quest. You got a good number one,
so
then.
Good. I love it. I love it.
I stand by Men in Black, number one.
But
though.
If you notice, all of my alien movies, they're not serious. They're all fun, good times.
I considered putting like Contact in there just because it's, you never really see the alien, but
that's the same thing with that one with Amy Adams. That was pretty good.
Like first, was like,
but it was just like, I want something fun and lighthearted if I'm gonna do aliens.
Yeah,
I didn't love Mars Attacks like everybody loved it.
I can't even remember.
I remember
laughing
again,
sometime.
Maybe. Yeah,
I do have a coda to this whole top five list. Did we like Cowboys versus Aliens?
So I saw it in the theater that's like few blocks away, the Stinky Theater. That's $1.50 movies. Yeah. And it has like, you're pretty sure there's pee on the ceiling.
Yes.
I saw it there.
Wait.
So I think that hurt my liking of it because it was not the best theater.
Right.
But I don't remember not liking it.
I remember thinking, Harrison Ford, so cool. Olivia Wilde, that's about it. Yeah. Okay. Did we like John Carter?
John Carter was an alien movie?
Yeah. He was like same kind of time period. 1800s.
Who starred in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, then apparently right. not.
But he's sent to Mars and okay.
Jason would like to give us one for our consideration. Earth Girls Are Easy and Paul. Did I see Paul?
Why does Paul sound so familiar?
Sounds familiar.
All right, we got to look that up.
But again, he's going to continue to tell you about your faux pas on Starship.
I don't get papers. It.
They didn't come to Earth. The giant bug shot goo at rocks that became an asteroid that hit the Earth. They never came here. In fact, the humans were the invasive species.
Excuse me. I thought the rock contains the bugs. And the bugs spread out and killed everyone in Buenos Aires before they were put down.
So much.
They were put down in Buenos Aires. So the aliens were in the asteroid. It's how they spread. That's how they spread world to world. Why do you think they live in the rocks and the planets they're on?
I want to send Jason a link right now to be a call-in on the show.
Yeah,
so you
please.
Can have a fight over this. Because I want to. This is amazing. It is super making me way too happy.
Yeah. We need to look that up on the internet.
On the All internet. Right. I kind of want to start a new segment with us.
Ooh.
I haven't come up with a catchy title, so for now I'm just calling it Couples Questions.
This is the couple's questions.
I really want to call it something better, but I don't have it yet. But on the couple's questions, I need you to roll a die.
Ooh, what?
And
4, 6, 8.
It can be, 20. I think there's 100.
Oh.
So.
God, that's the one die I don't have. I need to get a 100-sider. Do I have it? No. Okay.
So basically anything you roll, you can use 2 if we want to go to a higher number.
20-sider.
Okay. Start in the 20s.
4.
Number 4. Number 4 question is, of course, one of the most boring ones, but okay. What famous artist, dead or alive, would you want to paint your portrait? How about instead of paint your portrait, because I don't care so much about that. I always say, what famous artist who's dead or alive would you want to play you in a movie?
Oh, interesting. Dead or alive, huh?
Yeah.
So I could take an actor that's currently kind of old, then use his prime self to play me in a movie.
Yeah, sure. It's our rules.
Mark Hamill.
I knew you were going to say that. But I also, the first person I thought of when I said that was Daisy Ridley. And I don't know why.
Mark Hamill's still in his prime. I just want to clarify. Sorry. Go ahead. You want Daisy Ridley to play yourself?
I don't know why. It just, that's who came up.
Because she's amazing.
I know,
but amazing.
Like, I don't know that we're a fit. I just think she's cool, I guess.
Yeah. But then she's got to get rid of that weird accent and get your East St. Louis down pat.
You got to play me like me, dog. You can't be playing with that British stuff,
that
dog.
That will test her acting. That will stretch her acting
abilities. Okay, but if you're older you, I think, well, everybody says that What's-His-Face looks like you. Everybody's reminded of the guy.
Jack Lemmon?
Oh, yeah. Actually, everybody says Jack Lemmon. He looks like Jack Lemmon.
I don't see it, but
I've seen some photos of young Jack Lemmon and it's kind of eerie. I should actually find that and put it up. but no, the guy that your crush, your man crush.
Oh, which one?
Marsden.
Oh yeah, James Marsden.
He could play you. But he'd be a boring you.
Nah, he's
too boring.
You'd be blinded by his brilliance and beauty.
Neither. Who I think I'm trying to think of your personality versus like I mean Mark Hamill's actually not a bad choice.
I think Anna Kendrick could do you.
I'm gonna back that up.
I'm gonna work the phrasing on that. Hold on. I think Anna Kendrick could portray you in a movie.
I think Anna Kendrick is more like Malia. Because when I watch Anna, I'm always like, ah, she took Malia's role. So I don't think she's like me.
All right.
I have been told a lot. I used to, especially when I had brown hair. I used to be told I look like Mary Louise Parker all the time. It's not brown.
Okay.
I had brown like you, baby.
Black.
Okay, it wasn't that black, but you've seen pictures of
with
me.
With some gray.
But look, here, I'm going to find this Jack Lemmon-y photos here to try to pop up.
I don't see it. But.
Okay, guys, let's see it. Tell me if you agree that he looks like he could be a Jack Lemmon.
I don't see it.
Make that face. Make that smile. I mean, some of them I've seen, I'm like, whoa, it's crazy. But see, Jack Lemmon was like, he was a movie star. Like, handsome and charming and all the good stuff. So that's
and later on, curmudgeon-y.
You should, but in a funny way.
Which I am.
You should not be like offended or appalled.
Oh, I'm not. I just don't see it.
You know what's crazy is when I was a, come on, technology. Justine says definitely resembles a young Jack. Hmm. Jason says he'd be played by Kevin James.
That's great. I could totally see that, Jason. I can see him kind of. Yeah. Okay. That's
really?
Great.
Yeah. I loved everything about that. Come on, nerds. Who else? Who would play you guys?
Who would play you in your movie?
Back before Anna Faris had a whole, had more work stuff done and was like, so now she's like bombshell Anna Faris. But she was, when she was in Scary Movie.
She was bombshell back then?
No, she wasn't. She was Girl Next Door. She was scary. All right. I got to pull that photo up for you too. So anyway, when she was in Scary Movie, Scary Movie, Anna Faris. Why? Did you do things to that movie?
I don't do things to movies. What are you talking about? That's crazy.
So,
talk.
But I want to tell you, I didn't necessarily see it. But I got a ton of phone calls. Like, I mean.
Oh, wow. That top left. I totally see
I
that
mean,
one.
A ton of phone calls after people saw this movie. Like, you've got to see it. She looks like you.
Yeah.
Like, she would make expressions.
Wait, that's Anna Faris?
When I finally saw it. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. She was more Girl Next Door.
Yeah.
I don't see it. But I will tell you, there's points in the movie where she would do certain things or certain with her face. And I was like, oh, that's scary. Like we really did resemble each other with dark hair.
Yeah, I could see it. I could totally see that.
But not anymore. Not at all.
Yeah, that
you've seen that face
I've seen
a lot,
that
right?
face a lot. Please don't make it now. I feel like I shouldn't get in the water.
But I don't know. Like, Justine's got a nice one. Everyone used to tell her she looks like Eva Longoria. Ooh, so hot. La, la, la. Summer says there's no one goofy enough to portray me.
Oh,
she might be
false.
Correct. No, she might be goofer. Summer is a goofy.
There's someone out there for that.
There,
now I'm gonna
okay. No, let's think about that. Who?
Yes.
Yeah, so Summer, if I do know, there's someone coming to mind. Almost, it's almost there. Oh, Summer, you know who it would be? Except you're like, I don't want to. No offense to Raven Simone because I think she's beautiful, but Summer's way hotter. But I think that Raven Simone could totally do Summer because Raven. Okay, Raven Simone could totally portray Summer because I think Raven Simone is completely underrated for her acting. I think she is so funny and her physical comedy is great and her how she delivers things is great. Like, it's just...
Yeah, there you go.
And she makes Summer, those goofy faces you make, she would nail them. Maybe you guys should be in a movie together and I should direct it. Now I'm happy. Let's do that.
Please put up Christy Lee's comment.
Christy Lee says, Robin Williams in drag would portray me. Welcome to the show, Christy Lee.
Well done. Well done.
I'm trying to not picture that. Can I put, let's see.
Wait, you have to picture it.
I know.
Doubtfire.
How do we go? Yeah, I know, but I was hoping in like a more younger.
Yeah, no, I think.
Robin, I can't type. Williams in drag. Let's see what comes up.
Let's center this before we throw it up. Okay.
Um,
nah, just all Doubtfire.
Yeah.
But that was Doubtfire too.
Well, this isn't Doubtfire.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, I'm going to put this photo up so we can see Christy Lee. Amazing. Amazing. We got to find a way to put photos up easier so I don't have to show the whole page.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I was lamenting that earlier.
Summer says, when I was younger, I was told I looked like Debbie Allen. I could see that. Both young, hot, dancer type, dancer body types.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was fun.
That was a fun game. I like those questions.
Got to know a little more about my baby.
We're going to do one of those partners questions in the future.
Well, it's a new, I want to do that new segment. That way, cool. We get to know each other. We get to know our nerds.
Yeah,
and like then it. We get to move on to.
Whoa. Whoa, what you got?
I don't have a lot this week.
Oh, I'll start.
Because I was traveling.
Ghostbusters Afterlife gets a release date.
Okay.
June 11th, 2021, exactly 37 years to the day after the original release of the Ghostbusters. What's that mean? Absolutely nothing.
What's the number you just said? How many years?
37. 37? Oh, wait, that's your number, isn't it? It's also the number in the movie Clerks, where she indicates how many.
Well, she's a lucky lady.
37.
I'm very happy about that, though. Although I'm not totally in on the movie because I don't like that they're rebooting it to like leave our guys in the dust. But yeah. At least we get to see our guys once more.
Exactly.
My one film and TV nerd news is something that's kind of controversial.
Really?
So Johnny Depp was asked to step down from the role of Grindelwald in Fantastic Beasts 3. And he did.
Why?
So there's the court case going on steadily like Amber Heard has accused him of treacherous things. And he may or may have not have done them. We don't know either of them personally. It's just, what do we think about that? Like, he hasn't been committed. He hasn't been convicted of a crime, but yet they're treating him like he was. They're so worried about their future.
There could be other circumstances that we don't even know about. I mean, he's, you know.
No.
Maybe doesn't arrive to set.
They asked him to step down, and I actually should have wrote. He actually put a whole post out to his fans about it, but I didn't bring that up because a lot. I just think that this is that there's a lot of sort of tricky situations with cancel culture. That's like, you know, you're canceling people a little too quickly sometimes. I think, you know,
who knows?
Like, if you're the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, see ya, get out of here, you're done. But right. If you're like, you know, you texted a girl something inappropriate because you thought she was hot one time. How many times have you done that? You've been canceled so many times.
What? Okay. Whoa, this escalated quickly. What?
Me alone.
Oh, well, all right.
Is that appropriate? Actually, you didn't text me anything. I don't care
about
that. Christy says, I love Johnny and I think it's crap. That's my opinion. You're not alone. There is a lot.
He's beloved by many.
And before we go on with your nerd news, I just want to give myself a compliment via Justine. Finally, someone notices I have cool shirts too.
You don't understand. Before the show starts and we're prepping and we're checking the screen, the monitor, she's like, I can't see my shirt. I wish my shirt would be seen by
Justine
everybody.
Justine says, Jen, I just saw your sleeve. Love your sweater. Because he always has the cute shirts that you always can see them. And mine's blocked by
mine's blocked too, even though you can see beautiful Harrison Ford there. All right.
And man nipples.
It is cold. Anyway.
Welcome, Brian McKee. Hello, sir. We missed you in the beginning, but we did welcome you to Gryffindor.
We talked about you in the beginning of the show.
Hope you guys Hello, Gryffindor. Got your welcome presents.
We got five points to Gryffindor because of you. Thank you.
You have more news?
Yes, I do. So. Temuera Morrison, who plays Boba Fett in the original movies and all that, and in the new Mandalorian, he is getting his own show.
Say that all again?
The guy, Boba Fett, is getting his own show.
So there's going to be a Boba Fett show?
Yep. Oh, look at you. You think that's going to saturate the...
One, yes. We don't need another Mandalorian show first. Secondly, Boba Fett was a stupid freaking character that everybody fell in love with. He was on screen for 5 minutes. He's not a character.
I know.
If anybody should get a show, it should be Luke Skywalker, pretend he never died, and give me that show. How about that?
I know. I'm excited for it, but I'm also
that's
thinking
only because
like,
you want more crap to watch.
No, listen, I'm on board with the cautious, you know, feelings. They saturated the market with movies. Like, I mean, I liked Solo.
So now you're basically saying he's definitely coming on to Mandalorian because they need to establish him and then they're going to do a spinoff.
Yep. Sounds like it.
So first off, spoiler alert.
Well,
too late.
I did it at the beginning of the show.
I didn't know that we were actually going to confirm it right now.
Okay. Hello.
I'm not happy, Disney.
I know.
Cut it out.
Ooh, wow. Joey Full Deuce House. Yeah. Oh, I remember.
Cut
it out.
There you go. Thank you very much.
You got some more nerd news?
I have some sad nerd news.
Oh, what?
Nerd Brian said COVID has hit work.
No.
Stay safe, buddy.
Please stay
Wear
safe.
Wear your mask that hopefully you got in the mail.
Yes. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. What? We got to welcome you to Gryffindor. Jason says, the new Star Wars spinoff, The Rise of the Cantina Band, a la Spinal Tap. At least that's
I would
original.
Watch it. I would watch it.
Christy Lee says, I'll take a Golden Years Han Solo show with Harrison.
Oh!
Yes, and Hamill. The two of them together. Pretend they're still alive and let's make that show. That's what I was saying. Yes.
Oh, they would.
Yes.
Well, Mark Hamill would go for it.
Yes.
Hmm. But I okay. You have anything else?
Not in the film and TV world.
Please, I have a video game thing.
I do too, but what is yours?
Oh, please throw up the picture. They are releasing Outrun, a very popular video game back in the day, and I want it. It's $499. We just don't have the space for it yet.
So then I guess it's time to buy a house because we're going to need two of them. You can't just have one.
we can get by with the one.
You can't race each other with one.
You can't race each other with two. It's an old game.
You sure you couldn't race each other back then?
No, definitely.
Forget Outrun. Let's get one of the ones we could race each other.
Well, I want to play Outrun. Thank you.
My old lady. So in gamer news, apparently we're supposed to be able to record chat to catch bullies and cheaters now on the PS. Oh, when the PS5 comes out, I think.
Ooh, oh, that would be so great with people not throwing the N-word around.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
God.
Of that vulgar behavior.
Just please, God, let that be a thing. Oh, man. Okay. I love that nerd news. Okay.
Other gamer news.
Really? Digging that.
Well, November for your PS Plus game users, our November free movies are Middle Earth Shadow of War. And ooh. Hollow Knight.
Wait, did you say free?
Yeah, these are the free November games. Why?
Because Shadow of War is that game I was playing forever. Remember killing the orcs? I was playing it forever.
Okay.
But they were like, reduced price, even $20 or something like that. Yeah, that's great.
Oh,
now I got
it
for free. Yeah. Oh, well.
I wait for everything to be free.
Well, wait, what were they all then?
So Middle Earth, Shadow of War.
Yep.
And
great game.
Hollow Knight, Bold Heart Edition.
I'll try it. After the show's over.
Guess what else?
What
when
else?
The PS5 comes out, the console owners or with PS Plus membership will be able to redeem and play a curated library of games for free, including Batman Arkham Knight, Bloodborne, Fallout 4, God of War, Monster Hunter World, Persona 5, and so on and
so
forth.
Oh my God, that is going to be hours of us gaming. Monster Hunter alone, I heard that's really popular. We almost played that, but now we get to play it for free. I'm excited.
For free. Each console is like $1,000.
Well, it's going to happen. So you want to pull up?
Jason says it'd be great to be able to record the voice chat because then we'll be able to catch all of John's tantrums when he gets shot.
Oh, we can record it, Jason. And there are tantrums. You know that. We've played together.
That's why he's saying it.
So you know how you go to a thrift shop and see these portraits? Okay. Don't pull it up yet.
Okay.
You see these old portraits of like geese flying over a lake or beautiful, you know, lake. I said lakes again.
Yeah, like,
anyway,
like a farmhouse with a tractor.
This artist goes and finds these portraits, kind of touches them up with his own little special thing, and this is what he comes up with. It's absolutely amazing. Look at this. He turns it into nerd art. So he'll take these thrift store $5 portraits, and he will just make them awesome. Look at that. Isn't that great? And it's not just Star Wars, even though I want that too. I would take any single one of this guy's art pieces, installations. That we saw that one. That one's a great one because fishing and AT-ATs go together. But he also has, let's see here, Godzilla. He also has Star Trek. And what's that name of that cartoon? Anyway, he's got that too. So, yeah.
That's pretty clever. How pretty much cool. are those going for?
I don't know.
You yeah. had it up. You couldn't just, it didn't.
Well,
oh,
I guess
oh,
I
that
could,
wasn't to buy
yeah.
him? Oh.
Yeah.
I'm curious what he's making. Justine says, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And last bit of nerd news for me, Play-Doh, which, by the way, I always thought Play-Doh was play, P-L-A-Y, dash, dough, D-O-G-H, because it's supposed to be dough, like dough.
Weirdo.
But it's dough, D-O-H, like Homer.
He's a weirdo, like W-E-I-R-D-O-H.
Thank you.
Weirdo.
But they are coming
you
out.
You really thought it was D-O-U-H-G-H?
Well, why wouldn't that make sense?
But we've had Play-Doh our whole lives.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
on that one
they're
thing.
Releasing an adult line with smells like steak and grass and mom
Ew.
Jeans and overpriced latte.
Is that for real?
Yeah, let's get our Play-Doh.
But although, you know, when you said adult version, I thought of very different things came to mind.
What a mold came with this Play-Doh set.
mold.
Okay. Thanks, nerds.
That's all of our nerd news.
That's all of our nerd news.
Well, what a fun show. You guys are so fun. We are so grateful that you join us every week. I wanted to see if I missed anything, but I haven't. We got it all in. Beautiful time.
I know.
It's so good to be back.
Yes.
Thank you again for joining us. You guys are the bestest, and we will see you next week.
Later, nerds.
You've been listening to Two Nerds in a Garage podcast. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review, as it really helps others find the show, which helps us. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit twonerdsinagarage.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donations through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.